of reference, the story they build upon, is the story that was established right there in the miracle of Fatima and the history that followed it with the three children that received the messages. Two of them died shortly thereafter. But what's profoundly significant in this history, number one, don't forget that both Russia comes into history October 1917. The miracle of Fatima takes place October 1917. But the messages that came out of the miracle of Fatima are describing a spiritual war that is taking place and would continue to take place between two powers. Those two powers being the papacy and atheistic Russia. It's amazing when you consider that the messages that the devil brought to the children of at Fatima in the 1917 and shortly thereafter time period, the messages that were supposedly delivered by the angel and then by Mary to those children had direct significance with predictions about Russia and later to be the Soviet Union and how to bring the collapse of Russia and destroy the influence of atheism in order to bring Russia back to Mary and back to Catholicism. And these messages were delivered at a time period where who would have known whether the Bolshevik Revolution was going to succeed and prosper? I mean, these were predictions that were iffy at best, but as time has rolled on, much of them turned out to be sound, at least when you consider that it was predicted to be a long-going struggle against atheistic Russia. So this time period of 1917, very significant for the King of the South, now Russia in the Bolshevik Revolution, and the King of the North, and the history associated with this struggle between these two powers is the history that is, by inference, found in verse 40 of Daniel 11. Now, there comes a time period after World War II where Russia gobbles up several other countries around it and becomes the Soviet Union, but still it is the power that most dominates spiritual Egypt and therefore is the king of the South. And in verse 40, it says that at some point in history, the papacy will come against the king of the South like a whirlwind, and it will enter into the countries. You see, when the war begins at the beginning of the verse, the king of the South pushes at him, spiritual Egypt pushes